time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
I don't know. Because I was going to say we both have like a podcast that we both, but you're part of two. I was going to say we could talk about podcasts in some sense, but I don't know what we could talk about. And I feel like that might be a little bit too meta.
I actually do have a hot take on like podcasts, especially.
Okay. Yeah.
How it's like, well, for one, and this is something I learned in communications class, but pretty much just like the market for podcasts is pretty oversaturated.
Yes. Yes.
But because it's so accessible now.
Yes.
Just like for anyone to do it.
Yeah. Right. It's cheaper and easier and more, I guess, like effortless than YouTube because you don't even have to like show yourself.
Totally.
I don't think there's as much money like
you
in don't it,
you just need a microphone. Yep. Like you don't even need a distributor. You could just start off on Spotify.
Yeah. Exactly. Trying to think of anything else we could add to this episode. I mean, we could be recording already for all I know. Like we could be actually like in the episode right now, and just in case, like I get we can introduce it.
We just start in media res.
Yes. I'm Gabriel.
I'm Jeremy.
And this is a mini twist episode, the second one of the season that I am in, which is not correct, but that's what we're doing.
Wait, this is the second one you've been in?
Yes.
Oh no.
Yeah, but I'm here, I'm back. I don't know if you guys know this, but today is not Friday. In fact, by the time this comes out, it'll either be Saturday night or Sunday. Sorry about that.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad to know that the podcast, part of the podcast, forgives me. So I think you speak for everybody that listens to us.
I think so, at least. Yeah.
Jeremy, how's it going? How are classes? How's being back at school? How's everything been?
Okay, so this semester, I told you that maybe I'd be a little less busy because I'm taking less classes. I'm working full time.
Yes.
But I'm working full time. And now I'm working with making a video for like the web for the communications department website. It's been a lot of like pre-production stuff and getting ready for that.
Yeah. The same.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was also going to mention how, I also just got, I auditioned for like a broadcast anchoring position at my school. FCTV coming back.
Yes,
pretty much.
Yes.
BYU, Idaho News or something like that.
A little bit more prestigious maybe than FCTV. Maybe.
But, I just heard that. I don't know if it's been announced, so hopefully my boss isn't listening, but I did get the part for that. So
there will be Jeremy on the news. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Well, I won't see it, but
boy.
If I ever stumble across it. Also, okay, so I was listening to your latest episode of Natty Wonders. Has your podcast been graded yet? Because didn't you say it was for a project?
Yes, it was graded. Let me see what I got on it. I did get complimented on it, so.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, nope, I still have an F in that class.
What? Listen. Too real.
Whoops. Well, I got to turn something in, but.
Fair.
But no, I did get extended because I was sick. So
okay. Good. That is my music theory class right now. I was so excited to take this music theory class, and then I discovered that Ball State only lets music majors take an in-person music theory class. Everybody else has to take an online music theory class, which the online music theory class is essentially just reading the book, and that's about it, and making some compositions. So I am falling very far behind in that class, because it's just like, that's not music to me. That's just boring. It's boring.
That's,
it's not,
that's words on a book, not music on the sheets.
Yes, yes. I want to be in the sheets with the music, but instead I'm just reading the music.
You know it.
Yeah. But this episode, first of all, I am very, very busy too. That's why this episode is coming this late. All of us, especially Gunner, it seems like, is extremely busy. I had my archaeology class, the first exam was a 6-page essay, and I just finished that. Yeah, it was due on Friday at 5 p.m. Of course, not 11:59, because that makes too much sense, but 5 p.m. So I did that. And then I had a project for my marketing 375, just a bunch of stuff. And then Gunner obviously is in the farm school, so he has a bunch of exams this week, I believe.
That's that's rough.
But you know, Jeremy, I appreciate you for joining me on such short notice.
It's been a while since I've been on these episodes.
Yes. So I just thought that we could talk about, since we're not going to be really educating at all, we could just talk about our hottest takes.
Which
I only have one written down so far. So would you want to start and we can discuss?
I would love to.
Yes.
Okay. So apparently this might be a hot take, but I play Dungeons and Dragons with the group, right?
Yes.
And recently I heard high praise mm-hmm. of this one animated TV show that's Tolkien-esque, which like it's a fantasy show. It's a little kiddish, but you know, mm-hmm. so is Avatar The Last Airbender, but everyone loves that show.
My favorite show of all time, almost.
It's made by the same writers as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my
Or like one of them. It has like Sokka's voice actor as the main character.
Whoa.
Right? So I had high hopes for this. Mm-hmm. I watched the first three episodes. I'm majorly disappointed.
Really?
And wow. I brought this up with my Dungeons and Dragons group. And because they brought it up or something, they were like, oh, the show is good up until you hit season 4. And I'm like, really? Because I didn't really like the first three episodes.
And this is the best it gets. This is the best it gets. So what's your main issue with it? Because I haven't seen it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So first off, first three episodes are pretty much an arc that sets up the entire story.
Okay.
And so it's a little slow, but I don't mind. It has like an exposition, like Tolkien, Lord of the Rings kind of style mm-hmm. at the beginning, which I can also like. It made me immersed in it.
Yeah.
But it introduced too many characters, I feel like. Too many perspectives.
Yeah.
7 in total. So by the time you got through the first three episodes, it was like wading through 7 puddles of water.
Yeah.
When you have three main characters that it should have mainly just focused on.
Yeah.
The most.
Yeah. Why would it try to shove all that? Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Continue.
That was like my main critique. It was like, okay, if you just introduced characters, put a little more depth into them, mm-hmm. then it would have been, I would have been more invested. But no, they introduced the king and his goals, his dark mage assistant, the elf assassin lady who let me do a little rant real quick.
Oh no.
You got this girl Rayla, right? And she is part of a band of assassins that want to kill the king because the king destroyed the dragon prince egg. But it turns out it wasn't destroyed, I guess. Spoiler alert.
Oh.
She has the opportunity to kill like a human in the beginning. They hate humans, but she doesn't do it because she just doesn't. She doesn't have the guts to do it. Mm-hmm. And so this causes for the humans to find out that the band of elves are there, and they keep saying like, oh, these elves are super powerful when it's a full moon. And spoiler alert again, they get absolutely destroyed.
Wow.
Like there was no stakes there, but anyway.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you know what, to reclaim my honor, like this is before they all get destroyed, but to reclaim my honor, I'm going to go to the castle before the full moon happens, where I'm at half my power, try to kill the king and his prince, and then I'll reclaim my honor. And I kid you not, the main character, Sokka, right here, right?
Yeah.
I knew that they were going to set up like a little love story between them, but it never felt like characters developing in that first three episodes. It felt like plot devices just getting together because, well, plot reasons.
Okay, first of all, as soon as you said honor, I was thinking Zuko. And then also the entire, like, because it seems like she kind of made a stupid decision very quickly. Which reminded me of Korra. That's the feeling I got the entirety of Legend of Korra, was that she, it's like they would write her to be stupid and make these decisions, and then she'd get herself into trouble, and then she'd have to get herself out of trouble. So it's like,
it's worse.
Oh no.
So while she's in the castle, dude, she like takes down two guards, right? She doesn't kill them because she wants to just kill the prince and the king.
Fair.
Then she corners the half prince, I guess. And he's like, oh, I'm actually the real prince, but it's actually just the half prince or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like the adopted one. And she has, I kid you not, three opportunities to kill him. He's cornered, and then somehow he just gets out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the chase scene made me want to eat lead as I watched it. It took me out of the story completely because he's running. He's a prince. He has no combat training or athletic ability, I believe. She's trained assassin, and he's over here outrunning her, and then gets cornered, then gets then somehow gets out of it in the goofiest way possible. And I'm not laughing. I'm taken out of the story completely.
I'm not laughing.
And then when they find the plot device, the MacGuffin, the dragon egg is still around, then she stops trying to kill them and is like, you know what, let's go on a quest. And that's the moment where I realize these are not characters, these are plot devices.
Yes.
I'm out.
Yeah, fair. Very, very much like, very inorganic feeling, very like structured, like they're not making decisions based on their personality. They're make, like you said, they're making decisions based on what the plot's going to be.
I feel like they could have fixed it.
Yeah.
They could have fixed it by just picking out more characters and just, you know, having more depth to these three, and then it would have been fine.
But what was that show called again?
The Dragon Prince.
The Dragon Prince. Okay. I'm going to avoid it at all costs. So if I ever see Dragon Prince come up, I'm going to scroll right past it. Now I know.
I'll give it a second chance. I guess,
fair.
Just to prove my D&D group wrong.
No, that's okay. So actually, I used to have a hot take that after, I want to say, season 4 of Adventure Time, it got really bad. Have you watched all of Adventure Time?
I haven't.
Okay. So I used to be under the opinion that after like season 4 or around when Flame Princess was introduced, it got really bad. But my girlfriend and I watched it, and I think it kind of dipped a little bit because it was kind of easing into like the inter-episode plot, like kind of a growing up Finn kind of thing, and it wasn't great at it at first, but it picks up very well. So like I gave it a second chance, and it actually ended up being pretty good, and I just had to stick out a little bit of like dirt. But then again, first three episodes are where you're supposed to be like some of the best, you know, you're supposed to grab people, and I don't know.
They kept saying that it was like peak writing. And like, these are English majors as well. And I'm like, okay, wow. I'm a comm major. Yeah. I write stories on the side, but please, like, this is not peak writing.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. Well, I hate to do a really hard transition, but my hottest take, and it's the only one I've written down, but I just believe it wholeheartedly, is that Instagram reels are team boy, and TikTok is team girl. I wholeheartedly 100%. Believe this because if you go onto Instagram Reels and there just is a woman in a video, there's one of two things that can happen. Everybody will be just commenting on how she looks and like, oh man, gyat. But that's kind of TikTok too. But that's the one exception. that, or they'll just be saying women are stupid and then commenting women and then the coffee emoji. Which is Instagram Reels' favorite thing to do. But then on the other hand, if you go to TikTok, I feel like every single video is kind of seen from a, who is that? Who is joining us?
this, Don't. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I did not mean to press the join button.
Shoo! Do you want to stay and hear my hot take, or do you want to shoo?
No, I'm here now. I'll
okay,
stay.
Okay. I want to hear your opinion on this. Then I'm under the opinion that Instagram Reels is team boy and TikTok is team girl. What do you think of that?
I think TikTok is. I don't know. I really don't know. I feel like TikTok, our Instagram Reels are way edgier in terms of like the people that are using it. But I also feel TikTok has a really good bunch of that as well. So it's really hard to differ.
I think they're both edgy if you're on the right side of them. But just from my experience, like commenters especially are very, very against, a lot of times in Reels, very, very against women or very, very just biased towards men. But like on TikTok, it'll be like, I'll watch a video and it'll be like the newest ick, and icks aren't very common to be clear. They're not like everybody's posting about icks all the time, but like somebody will post their ick and it's like a guy like opening a car door and sitting down wrong. And it's like what's wrong here? Like what's going on?
Yeah,
like,
that's a red flag.
Man. Yeah. Red flag. That's a
big old red flag.
This man sits. No,
and it's also funny because in Instagram Reels as well, I don't know if it's still going on, but it might still be. But anytime there's like a little kid that posts a video, you can open the comment section and guarantee see get a job, little bro. But it doesn't say bro. It says not the say N-word. Bro.
Show me a band, little bro.
I have seen so many times somebody say the N-word in their comment and their profile picture is just a white ass dude or a white ass girl. Have you not learned anything? And that's solidifies that I think Reels is team boy, because I don't think that would ever fly on TikTok.
Well, it's like if forbidden Discord chats
to
a social media platform and all just banded together on there.
But they're just so public about it. They are so public about it.
I also want to add on to that Instagram Reels having the option to like reply with a GIF is probably one of the worst, most villainous things they could have ever done. Because
I know what you're talking about.
Anytime I see like the remote, like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about in terms of video. You'll see the nice gentleman who decide to put a very like not a crude. I hate saying it because sometimes it's kind of funny, but other times it's really messed up.
Yeah,
Dylan, I have no idea what you're talking about.
you'll trust me. Just trust me on this.
There are definitely GIFs, and I'm like, how did that end up even being an option? And of course, the end GIF. Have you guys seen the end GIF? And then the Rock stopping the.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Yeah. But that's my opinion. I'm sure I could come up with evidence if I thought about it for more than 5 minutes. But that's my thinking. So, Jeremy. Oh, actually, you know what, Dylan? Do you have any hot takes off the top of your head?
Hot takes.
Yeah.
Probably.
Life is Roblox.
Life is Roblox. And none stop you. No. If I had any hot takes, it would probably be within the context of like Roblox related things.
Go ahead. Shoot.
I was just kidding about Roblox.
What do you mean, huh?
It could be anything.
No. Oh, I'm stupid. I don't know. I can't think of any off the top of my head. And if
they don't make Roblox horror games like they used to.
That's true, actually.
Prove me wrong.
That is very true. I mean, I think the Roblox horror games today are very good, but come on. There's a charm in joining a big open like world where you don't know where the following NPC killer Jason is. And then like stumbling upon that and the horror. Like, come on. There is a charm to that.
Oh, yeah.
Very fair. Very fair. Dylan, do you have any specifically like Roblox related hot takes of your own?
Specific Roblox related hot takes of my own. I think to all the developers who are out there on the platform and to any developer who might be listening to this podcast, if you are a developer who likes to do things such as, make use of the current free limited UGC trend that is happening right now in the algorithm.
Yes.
Please, for the love of God, get better ideas, because the trends of having overly grindy tasks to get your free item is completely unfavorable and only incentivizes young children to make purchases that are not satisfactory.
Especially
in the long term. All it does is propagate and manipulate the children who are using said platform. It's not really a hot take, but it is a very blunt take.
I mean, yeah, aren't they called like dark patterns or something like that? Like UI integrated and game integrated things that are supposed to coerce. And especially because it's like on a platform like Roblox, it's literally designed for children. So having these things that kids obviously don't understand necessarily what the game is doing, but like it's very obviously coercing them to spend money. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I completely agree.
Yeah. I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure I have more hot takes, but I cannot think of any off the top of my head. So we'll just go with, we'll go with that one right there.
I have a new Roblox hot take. I have a new Roblox hot take, but Jeremy, if you want to go first, you can with your next hot take.
Since we're on the topic of Roblox, I'll let you go.
So this is very, nobody will understand this, because it's very niche. But I bought my little smiley. Dylan, do you remember me buying my little smiley head for my Roblox avatar?
Of course.
Roblox got rid of it because apparently, like literally Roblox got rid of that item because apparently it could be used to make a fake headless. And they were mad about that, so they got rid of it. So I spent 39 Robux on that little head, and now I just don't get to use it. So for a while I just defaulted to default head, not even default Dylan, just like the default Roblox head with no animations or whatever. That might be default Dylan, but I don't know. But like, oh, come on. They're being a baby. Roblox is being a baby. I just wanted my little smiley head.
That tis very true. Yeah. I think That this actually might be a hot take, because I think the dynamic head update is probably one of the best, like, in terms of like content kit, creator catalog updates to ever come on the platform in a very long time.
Yeah.
But I do think it is a very flawed system in how they're doing things. And I feel like some areas of it have been poorly utilized right now.
As far as I know, I haven't gotten a refund because it still shows up in my items. It just has like a corrupted picture icon and it doesn't load. I'm pissed.
You should inevitably get a
refund. That's a thing.
Yeah. Damn. Jeremy, would you like and Dylan, if you need to go, don't feel obligated to stay with us.
No, you know what? I won't, my audio probably won't be perfect now, but I got the webcam to work. So. Okay.
And then are you perhaps recording on Audacity, or do you want me to just use the Discord?
Give me a second here. It'll be your editing time might be a little bit wonky, so apologies, but I'll get Audacity pulled up now. It's like I'm here now, why not?
Yeah. Yes, please.
All right. So this happened to me the other day. I was buying, some fitness supplements, I bought 5 items and casually spent $100. So,
Oh my God.
That sucks, but I'm tired of going up to the cash register and them always being like, would you like us to round up to donate to the blah 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 charity, or to end breast cancer, or to eat children. I don't know, but I'm always like, oh my gosh, like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I a terrible person? Good.
You know what? I honestly, I feel with you on that, because obviously, like, I will say for myself, I don't worry about it. Like, especially like the breast cancer ones, knowing my circumstance,
if
they ask me to round up, I have to be like, sure.
Yeah.
I want to make sure the.
But here's the thing. Businesses will do that just for the tax, or for like a tax break or something.
Really?
Just donations. So yeah, they are actually sending that money to those places and whatnot, but they're doing it because it saves them money.
Fair.
Gotcha.
So I'm like, I'm like losing money over here.
I was about to say, like, the main point I was trying to go to though is that, like, for those like who are in college trying to make sure they're keeping their budget stable and whatnot, having these things thrown at you, being like, oh, if you want to throw in a few more cents, like, hey, a few more cents could be the make or break if I could have a nice dinner tomorrow or not. Like,
you know, I just like spent $100. I'm like, man, I didn't even need this stuff, but I just wanted it.
Mm-hmm. So, whether I say yes or no is dependent on absolutely nothing. It's kind of like when asking a receipt for a receipt. I just kind of say whatever I feel in that exact moment. So, I mean, it's good. It's a positive thing that the money's going to a good place, hopefully. I mean, there's no proof of this, but that's good. But yeah, I think it's another kind of darkish pattern towards getting money out of people. I mean, it's kind of... a good use of it, I guess, but like having to look an employee of a place in the face and say, no, I don't want to help children eat their next meal. It's like, okay.
Well, I have like all my food here.
I just bought $86 worth of freaking McDonald's and I can't spare 17 more cents.
Oh, McDonald's is like the most criminal.
Just look at you and they're like, okay, fatty.
McDonald's is like the most criminal with that. Like, and once again, in like those cases, I feel obligated because their little thing is the Ronald McDonald House that supports Briley Children's Hospital. So it's like, in those cases, knowing my circumstance, I like to donate. But it's like, for me, in those positions, when I have to, you know, like, you know, to your point, I spend $50 on a bunch of food and it's like, would you spare 8 more cents? I'm like, man.
Come on. Like,
okay. You know what? I might take it back a little bit. That's not the worst thing, but when you like order food at Chipotle or whatever, or like, you know, place where like the people behind the counter are doing the bare minimum effort, and then they have the audacity of flipping the screen around and asking for a tip. I'm sorry, but I'll give a tip to a delivery driver because they actually go out of their way and work. But like, you're kind of just sitting behind the counter.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I worked in food service. I worked at McAllister's for, I believe, a year and a half or 2 years. And, like, yeah, tips were always appreciated. But, like, if you're, like...
I'm actually interested to hear what you have to say about that.
Like...
With that.
Because, like, okay. I think at coffee shops, it's okay. Coffee shops, I'm okay with tipping because not only are they taking your order, but they're also making your coffee. I think tip culture is kind of getting out of hand with those stupid square things, because then everybody just thinks they're entitled to a tip, and tip culture in general is just, I was just thinking about it today, because it's just like, it's really putting a lot of burden on the consumer, and disguised behind like, you're helping pay the wage, like you're helping somebody live, you know, you're helping the worker live, but then it's just like, the company could have done that. Like, I was getting paid. I started getting paid $8.50 at McAllister's when I started. They could have paid more. They could have paid double that and been fine. I mean, I guess I've never admitted this before, but I work pays $15 an hour. And that's just what my starting pay was. And they're doing fine. It's like, I don't know. I agree with it in certain circumstances, but when it's like, kind of helping the business pay their employees. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah. And anyone can feel free to disagree with that. Yeah, like, fair. I worked in food service and whatnot. But for me personally, if you're just behind the counter with that smiling face, I'm going to wipe that smile off your face and say no tip.
And
actually, you know what? Give me 20% money from the cash register right now.
I think another bad thing about those is that when it's electronic tips, usually it's on the paycheck, it's spread evenly between employees. But when you just give a cash tip to somebody, they get that money. The person gets that money and they can keep it. So like,
and it can't be taxed because it's under the table.
Yes, under the table. Correct. Avoiding taxes. Yes.
Let's go, guys. 401ks are a scam. I'm kidding. I'm not a financial advisor.
It went from being like, don't pay taxes, to don't start a retirement account.
Don't believe them. Do not believe them. Your 401k will be 401 nothing.
Drain your 401k.
Yeah, this totally off topic, but this reminds me of that one scene from Teen Titans Go where they go from like making toilet humor to like
the next scene
being like, we're gonna teach you how to do taxes.
Yes, yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, I didn't they like suggest investing in a Roth IRA or something like that? Like
something like that.
I've never watched Teen Titans, but their clips come up on Instagram Reels a lot for me. That's so funny. But yeah, I think other than, okay, so here's one more very cold take. Everybody agrees with this, I think. So college students have the reputation of being poor, but then companies will try to nickel and dime them as much as possible under the guise that it's like, you know, supporting your education or like, oh, you're a young buyer, you can do this now. Because from a marketing standpoint, our age group is one of the best for many businesses, one of the best groups to market to, because you can create a lifelong customer from somebody like us. And companies view, and this is what I've learned, companies view our age group as having a lot of disposable income. I don't know where they got that. Maybe other people do, but I definitely do not.
Because we're bad with money.
Yeah.
Might be it. We're just bad with money.
They don't get a paycheck, blow it all off. Yeah, yeah. They don't think we have a lot of money. They just know that we're not great with it because it's immediately going to, like, you know, rent.
Coca-Cola.
And Coca-Cola in Dylan's case. But, yeah, I just very, like, I don't know, not quite a double standard, but just on one hand being like, oh, we know you're poor. You know, we're sorry you're poor. College is so expensive. But if you sign up for Spotify, you get Hulu free. It's like, I mean, I Hulu guess I
approve. Neuron activated.
Click the button. But I guess it's helpful. Like, I'd rather have Hulu free with Spotify than not. But like, I don't think it's necessarily, like, I don't agree with the whole marketing to our age group being the most, I mean, I'm sure it is the most profitable, but I don't agree with it. That's my hot take. Okay. That I rambled on way too long. Let's freaking move on. What's
next on the list?
I was going to say, unless Dylan had another one, but I don't think he,
another hot take.
Yeah.
I did come to my head for another hot take, but I'll try to make this one quick. If you're a TikToker, or if you're someone who enjoys TikToks of people like doing content where they give homeless people free stuff and whatnot, inadvertently, you are a terrible person.
Yeah.
Because you are endorsing a culture where people are trying to get money and fame and glory out of doing something that should just be coming out of the kindness of your own heart.
Yeah.
And you're putting people who are at a low point in their life on a pedestal that they might not want to be on top of.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Stop. Usually they don't even know they're being filmed.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And it's turning human life into a commodity. It's turning a homeless person into just like the category of a homeless person. Like, oh, this person fits, you know, this person is homeless, so they have to, this has to change their life. They have to do a backflip for me. And like, yeah, I completely agree with that. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, like, you know, to preface this, though, like, helping out those who are not as, you know, privileged or in a low point in their life is not a bad thing. You know, obviously, it's in our human nature to help others out. And, you know, it's a great thing. You know, I think all of us here in this, you know, this call have done things to help out those who are probably at a low point in their life and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you could still do that. And, you know, like, I'm just saying, like, if you're a content creator who does that type of stuff, you know, maybe in your free time when you're not trying to get millions of dollars, maybe go to a soup kitchen, maybe go to a city, maybe drop a few dollars into someone's cup or whatever like that. Don't just make your video and then hide into your hole, edit your video, punch it out, get the views, and then go right back onto the streets to get more content.
Yeah, I mean, good.
Yeah.
I guess a good rule of thumb is that if the good deed you're watching has a profit incentive, then it's not a good deed. And I mean, like, yes, it's good that it happened, but it's bad in the sense that it'll, by you consuming that, it'll continue the cycle. You know, you're inadvertently, and it's not people's fault for watching this content, because it does feel good to watch it sometimes. But like, it's absolutely the creator's fault because they know what they're doing, and mm-hmm. It's just content for them. It's not human beings that they're helping. It's just content. It's ridiculous. Okay. Are we ready to move on?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we are.
I have a little bit of weird news. So this, I haven't read this yet. I just saw the title and I wanted to go into this one blind.
Oh, he's going in at real blind.
He yeah. I can't even understand the title. I thought. Okay. I'm cutting this, 'cause I don't think that's even remotely what I thought it was about.
What was it saying?
The title is Ohio football coach whose team called Nazi during game says he was forced to resign. No ill intent.
That is not funny.
Yeah, I do.
What kind of headline is that? That's poorly written.
Yeah. It's just grammatically like, okay, Ohio.
Run on sentence, no commas.
Yeah. Ohio football coach whose team called Nazi. What does that mean?
Choose team. Why?
I'm guessing you chose because, like, oh, Ohio. And then you're like, oh.
No, it wasn't. Skibbity toilet, Ohio Riz.
Skibbity toilet, Ohio Riz.
Get.
Baby Gronk, Rizzy up.
No. Okay, so I think what it's actually saying, and it's a lot more boring than I thought. I thought it was an Ohio football team was called the Nazis, and then their coach got fired. But no, I think it's saying that the football team called their coach a Nazi. Okay, we're not, that's boring. I don't want to get into that.
He called the stupid Nazis goodness. And he got fired.
All right, here's a good one. Phillies deny emotional support alligator from entering ballpark.
Yeah, I saw
that's one. That's messed up. Why are they doing that?
In Philadelphia.
My old crocodile. Come on, man.
A Phillies fan and his emotional support animal, an alligator named Wally Gator, were denied entrance to watch Philadelphia host Pittsburgh. Social media posts showed the gator on a leash with a harness with his name on it outside the stadium on Wednesday. Wally Gator is a working emotional support alligator owned by Joy Henney of Jonestown, Pennsylvania. The reptile has a big presence on Instagram and TikTok. Citizens Bank Park's policy on support animals is posted on the Phillies official website. It says, guide dogs, service animals, or service animals in training are welcome. All other animals are prohibited. So, I mean, hey, he fits the criteria. He's a service animal. And he spoke to the Philadelphia Inquirer last year and said that Wally Gator helps him battle depression and that he likes to give hugs. And he said that...
with his jaws.
Yeah, exactly. But, and he said then that the gator has never bitten anybody. So what do we think of this? Do you think the Phillies were right?
Free my man.
Yeah, free my man, Wally Gator.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, for real. For real.
Oh, man. What would Wally Gator do?
I would too. That's grounds to sue. He
just wants to hug people with his mouth.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, free him. Free, he didn't do nothing wrong. But I think
in all seriousness, though, people do be getting away with too many. Oh, this is my service animal. Yeah. Therefore, he's allowed.
Yeah, I understand the logic, but still, yeah. My man didn't do nothing wrong.
But he is a service animal, and the website said that service animals were welcome. It did not say service dog or cat. It said service animal. He is an animal. So, I mean, grounds to sue. That's all I'm saying. I'll represent you. I'll represent you, Joy. Joy.
Well, I mean, if we look back at the court case episode that we did, I don't know if she's yeah, defending
that's
us.
That's kind of what I was going for. Like, I won't do very well, but I'll do it. I only charge $500 per hour, but
that's the only thing you talk about. You're like, it never said dog or cat. It said service
read
animal.
Read the words.
The jury's like, no.
Okay, Jeremy, do you want to get into gym rat slander? Do you have a gym rat slander for us today?
I do have gym rat slander.
Wonderful.
Okay, so on the other day, there was this one video going around of these fitness influencers. Golly, oh boy, G Wilkers, I don't like fitness influencers on social media, except the good ones.
Yeah.
But those are so few. But anyway, there was one fitness influencer, I forgot the name, but they said that if you eat a Kit Kat, they were like listing off how much exercise you would need to do to burn off the calories in that Kit Kat. Let me just tell you, you burn way more calories when you're not doing exercise than when you're doing exercise. So if you do exercise to just be like, I need to burn off that big meal I just had, you're going to be doing exercise for 5 hours.
Okay.
And by then it's not going to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your basal metabolism, when you're just sitting around and doing nothing, you burn like 1,500 calories by just sitting around doing nothing.
Wow. Wow.
You burn a little more calories when you do just like non-exercise or how do I describe it? When you're just walking around, moving, getting those joints working,
yeah,
you burn more calories that way.
Okay.
Then you also burn more calories when you're digesting food, especially protein. It takes a lot of calories to burn protein. So if you eat more protein, you'll actually like be able to eat more and you'll be building muscle if you're exercising. Okay. And you'll also be losing weight that way. Very in nice. Theory.
Yes. I say. Yes. I completely agree with dunking on any influencer that says if you eat a Kit Kat, you gotta do 15 jumping jacks to burn. It's yeah, no.
The worst. I can't stand it anymore.
That is not only is that maybe just incorrect, but it's also literally like starting an eating disorder. Like it's literally just
it is the groundwork for an eating disorder.
If anybody ever says if anybody ever says you have to earn any kind of sweet treat or any kind of food by doing a certain kind of exercise, don't listen to their opinion on literally anything because they don't.
Yeah,
they're not.
And that's like that's one of the big things I talk about on Natty Wonders, where it's like. Anytime someone says like, oh, yeah, what you just said, it's like, don't listen to them. Like, if you're trying to lose weight, you do want to eat less, but it doesn't mean that you necessarily have to like work out or exercise to burn off a cheat meal or anything like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all about the calories and it's all about all that. The only, obviously, you know, you don't want to overeat or undereat.
Yeah.
So.
Dylan, this is a bit of an aside, but you were in my health class in high school. Do you remember our health teacher saying, if you guys get anything out of this class, never count calories. Do you remember that?
Something like that. But yeah. I also remember my first interaction with you in that class was just bullying you. So
you bullied me?
Yeah.
How?
I just, one of your friends, like your mutuals introduced yourself to me and I was just like, fuck you, Gabe.
Wait, who else in that class did
Alex.
I know? Oh yeah, okay. Okay,
dude, I don't even know who that is.
I don't know either anymore. I just know his name.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes. Alex, for watching this. But and yeah, I do remember we had a whole assignment where like, you know, I think it was like for the whole day, we would have to count the calories for like how stuff we had eaten that day, which I found very like unproductive, if I had to say. So.
Yeah, I think I remember that. I
didn't like that assignment, especially because they already told us, because it never told us like how many calories you should have as a growing kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because by the time you got done with your 3,000th calorie, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm the problem. I'm childhood obesity.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, you're a growing teenager. Yes, like, you know, that's why they put a McDonald's right down the street from our high school. You know, it's for you to... Honestly,
relax, kid. You don't gotta worry about that.
Putting that McDonald's there, though, like low key, was probably the best idea they ever had.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and honestly,
Dylan, were you implying that the reason that McDonald's decided to put a McDonald's there was for the benefit of the kids in school?
That's the truth now. Okay, nothing else.
These are growing girls and boys. They need healthy Big Mac.
They need an outlet to get their calories in.
Oh my god. No,
like one thing I also one more thing too is her introducing the BMI calculator. Yeah. And making such a big deal about the BMI calculator, because once again, not factoring in the case that teenagers and kids in high school are probably the highest terms of metabolism and don't need to be worrying about BMI calculators. And even nowadays, BMI calculators are just grounds for bringing, like, you know, body eating disorders because it puts this idea of putting having a number associated with what your body weight and image is.
And like, to her credit, and anybody who ever talks about the BMI, it seems like, always does it with a grain of salt. They're always just like, okay, this is based off a white guy in 1875's idea of, you know, like the healthy height to weight ratio. And it's like there are more exceptions to that than there are actual people that follow that. Like if you're a super muscular person, then you might be considered obese, you know, because you're
Or you're like the world's tallest person in the world, and it's like, oh, you weigh 400 pounds? You're obese!
Yeah. And Jeremy, what were you going to say? You looked like you were about to add something to that.
Yeah, so I actually calculated my BMI. I'm 5'8", like 175 pounds, mm-hmm. and I am borderline obese. I'm overweight.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And like, you look at Jeremy.
I've never been in a healthier weight in my life.
Yeah. And I was going to say, like, and like viewers who are watching the video right now, look at Jeremy and tell me, does that look like an obese person to you? And the answer,
yeah, a little bit.
I mean, it's like, Jeremy. You know,
Jeremy, you heard the BMI. Lay off the freaking Twinkies every once in a while.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You're taking up the entire frame.
Oh my gosh. His whole body is the webcam.
Oh my gosh. Literally like the picture of a healthy body, and it's just like this fucking fat ass over here.
Look at this gross ass. Disgusting.
Oh my gosh. Well, Jeremy, thank you for your gym rat slander. Dylan, do you have, you just joined us. Do you have anything?
Yeah,
for
I mean,
us,
I didn't, I'll say flex your UGC limiteds, because once again, like per the hot take I had earlier, I've been really into like the whole limited UGC stuff as of recent. I think it's a very interesting thing to do, you know, research on. So if you check out that game, it is the best way to keep up to date with the most hottest and latest UGC to hit the market, both that you can achieve in other games or you could just buy yourself. So check out that game if you want to get into that little scene of Roblox.
Heck,
so
yeah.
Let's go.
Yes. And moving on to marketing, I hate this. This is not research. This is not based on any kind of fact in any sense. It's just I don't like the way that this company markets, so I'm going to talk about it. They don't do it much anymore, but the way that Dr. Squatch used to market their products, I hate. It was the classic like Axe body spray, like, oh, when like a woman saying, oh, if I smelled this on my man, his dick would be in my mouth 24/7. It's like,
oh, jeez. That's pretty gratuitous. I was not expecting that.
No, okay. That's a bit of an exaggeration, but like it kind of, it simultaneously made it very much like you'll get women, but also like shaming you for not using Dr. Squatch. Just a very like 2006 way of advertising stuff for men, I should say.
Oh, you meant they advertise it kind of like Old Spice.
Yeah. Like,
it was like tongue in cheek, but like you were mentioning that stuff.
Yeah. Like tongue in cheek, but in a very like deliberately like kind of mean-spirited way to almost make you, they're trying to get like a FOMO thing, and they're trying to, it's supposed to, like, their old marketing was almost designed to make you feel bad about yourself for not using the product. And it's like they're not the only ones that do it.
Felt like a little stinker the whole time. Anytime I'd watch it, I'd be like, oh no.
I could smell myself from here. But No, yeah, like a lot of companies do this. I'm not just picking on Dr. Squatch, but it just seemed like when I would scroll through like Instagram and I'd see one of those ads, it's just like, what is this? Like, is this a decade and a half ago? Like, why are we still doing this? It made me hate the brand more than I would ever be curious to try them. I know Ben and Jeremy, it seems like you like Dr. Squatch. And Dylan, I know
I've never used it.
Really?
I used Dove.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I'm a Dove kind of guy.
Dylan, I believe use... Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to say. Okay. I'm not going to say what I was about to say.
Now I'm curious. Now I'm really curious.
No.
But yeah, Dylan, you use Dr. Squatch. I know Ben loves Dr. Squatch. I'm sure, and it seems like their products are actually fine, but like, God, their marketing made me never, ever want to try them. That's just marketing I hate. Again,
seems like they kind of died down on that. Like, yeah. As you said, they rolled back a little bit and now they're doing more Instagram, TikTok kind of stuff.
Their TikTok and Instagram marketing has been really good, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
and
yeah.
I just saw an ad today for their chalky milk flavor of soap, and it was a little bit mean-spirited, but not in a very like outdated way. It was more of just like a dumb humor kind of thing, which I'm glad that they're changing, but like, God, I will never forget how much I hated those ads. If I can find one, I might put it in the video just so you can like put it in the video version of this podcast so you can listen to it or hear it. But yeah, that's again, take everything I just said with a grain of salt, not research, just
but
my
it worked
opinion. Yes.
Yeah, it's insane. It worked. It made me not hit the skip ad button, and it made me like, wow, I really kind of want some now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
but I never did get it, and now I'm still a stinker. So
yeah. Oh, you are, Jeremy. You are a big, big stinker. I mean, I thought you moving out to Idaho would maybe make it a little bit more bearable, but whew, I can still smell you from here.
Yeah.
Reagan.
All right. I think we don't have a local artist this week. This episode has gone on long enough for a mini twist. It's almost an hour long. So let's just move into what are the odds? And what are the odds as a combination of a dare and a bet? There's an odds asker and an odds and a victim, I should say. The odds asker dares the victim to do a dare, and the victim gets to set their own likelihood of having to do the dare by setting a number. The higher the number, the less likely they are to have to do it. And then the third party counts down from 3, 3, 2, 1. Then the odds asker and the victim say a number between 1 and the number they set at the same time. If they say the same number, then they have to do the odds. If none of our individual odds hit, we'll do a descending odds, which is pretty self-explanatory. You'll get it if we get there. Are you gentlemen ready?
Oh, I'm born ready.
Okay. I'm hoping somebody else goes first because I don't have one.
I don't have one either, but I can... So you remember back in like season 2 when I said, Gabe, what are the odds you pee your pants? Oh, yes. No, I can't really do that one. I can't do that one now because you could say 2 and
yeah,
then it's like,
yeah. And no,
not doing that.
Knowing your luck with this, it'll probably hit on you.
And then I'll just have to.
Oh gosh.
Okay. I got one.
Okay.
By a quick question, do we have a like an end card thing for reality with a twist?
We have a end card on YouTube, but we, other than the music, we don't have any kind of outro.
Okay. Well, for the outro, Gabe, no, you know what? Dylan.
Oh, okay.
What are the odds that the boys write a script for you for the outro?
Okay.
And then you, no matter how embarrassing it is, you gotta like read it.
Oh. And it'll
happen for the rest of season 3.
Well, now with that added,
oh my gosh,
like 15.
Okay, 3.
15.
Yeah. No shame.
Pretty low. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
9, 3.
Well, Dylan, I have one for you.
Oh, okay.
What are the odds? Sorry, Dylan, I just thought of this. Dylan, what are the odds that you email your boss just like a JPEG of the letter Q and just write under it, thought you'd really like this, and then send it to
him? That's a good one.
Oh my god. She's so busy. Oh my god.
Yeah, you're giving her a break. She.
I thought you might like this one. 50. I'm not gonna play dumb.
Okay. 50. Jeremy.
Hello?
Oh yeah. 10, 9, 8, 3, 2, 1.
47. 21. Oh. Nards.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Darn Shane.
Dylan, I guess it's your turn.
That it is now on. To your boy. All right. Which one of you gave me the more dastardly one? Okay, fine. Gabe.
Okay.
What are the odds that for a whole week you have to change your Instagram bio to like the most cringy, like inspirational thing from Elon Musk?
Oh god. Oh my god.
And. Well, never mind. This isn't mine.
No, what were you gonna say?
No, what were you gonna say?
I was about to say, and you post on your story a picture of a sunset with some music, and it also has another inspiring quote.
Oh no, I hate.
Actually, you know what? Hold up. Scrap everything. I'm gonna rechange my whole entire odds.
Okay.
What are the odds that for a week you have to act like you entered a Ponzi scheme similar to the one that we saw in high school?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Oh gosh, what was it? Yes, walking ATMs. Yeah.
Yes, the walking. You have to act like you just joined one of those Ponzi schemes and be serious about it for a week.
Okay. I'm gonna cut his name out. But didn't join one of those? Oh my god! Oh no,
dude, literally,
bruh.
And
oh, what's his name?
Bruh.
Something like that.
Brad.
Yes. Dang.
A lot of
people fell for that. They're stupid. They're just out of like, we're getting out of high school and like, they don't know like what they're going to do. And they're like, oh my God, free money. That's awesome.
Oh my God. Wasn't it like a crypto
man,
thing?
This is good.
It was Fortex. This is
a good side hustle.
Forex. That's what it was.
Forex. I always say Fortex.
Oh my gosh. That was something. Okay. That's so embarrassing, especially as a college senior. Yeah. But it would be really funny.
That's such a wait. What would we call it?
Oh god, we'd have to call it something stupid.
We call it Mr. Suits.
The Mr. Suits.
Walking twists.
MC suit.
MC. The walking. MC suits with a twist. There, no, that's too complicated.
That's too long. It has to be.
We'll figure it out.
Yes.
I'm gonna say 20. 15. That's really funny.
Okay. Jeremy.
Oh yeah. 3, 2, 1.
2, 9.
Oh. Oh gosh, guys, we gotta elect one. Crap. These were really.
No, it's descending odds.
Yes.
Which one do we want to do?
Oh no.
So we had
these are all down. Sucky.
We had a mimic for like, you know, Ponzi scheme acting. We had emailing our boss.
The letter a JPEG of the letter Q.
Which that one's not too bad, but
no. But then, oh, what was the third one?
The making an outro. Like
Yes. Yeah. All of these are kind of. They're all gonna be tough.
Now I think the outro one.
I was thinking the outro
would
one.
I think the outro one for the whole podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that one. I think that one.
Okay.
All right.
I guess I'll go first.
Yes.
We'll go with 10.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay.
I'll count down.
All right. 3.
What?
All right. You can think that. 3. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, okay, let's for real. I'll say the number.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
4, 5.
Okay.
Dang.
Alright, I'll say 5.
Okay.
I'll count down.
Nope, I'll count. Dylan, man,
right, I'll say the number
down.
Then.
I okay. just want to count. Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1.
5, 2.
I'll say 4. Say right. 4.
I'll say the number.
I'll count down. 3, 2. 3, 2, 1.
3. Yes! Yes! Oh my gosh. Dylan, you know what that reminded me of?
What?
We have to come up with a sticker to put on. Whose car was it?
Not mine.
Was it?
But it was. I mean, it had to be Ben because it was just three of us.
Yeah. And it's like you and I get to. Yeah. Yeah. It had to have been Ben. Yeah. You and I get to decide what to put on Ben's car. Yep. Okay.
Oh, crap. I never took Ben to parties and ordered the really big car.
You haven't done a lot of your odds.
Oh,
bucko.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
You thought the whole being in Idaho thing would absolve you of any responsibility.
I better see an Instagram story.
Yeah. I better see it. Guys, I'm going on American Idol. What do you think? But yeah, so Jeremy and I, or maybe just everybody has to come up because something very special about the next episode and the next month of episodes is that we're doing spooky with a twist, and we're going to be doing very scary, very spooky, very frightening episodes, all just to celebrate the Halloween season. So that is going to start next.
I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, me, it's
scared.
Like Zoink Scoob, I gotta
let's search for clues. Scoob and I will check the cafeteria.
It's split up, gang. I'll go with Daphne. But so keep on the lookout for that. And we will have Dylan read the outro, I guess, from now on.
Thank you.
Is it starting
maybe,
with this episode?
Maybe it probably won't be this episode.
Okay, okay.
Planning to upload it soon.
Yes.
So next episode, though, we'll have that ready.
Perfect. Okay.
All right.
We'll make it so embarrassing.
Can't wait.
Okay, I've been Gabriel.
I've been Jeremy.
And I've been Dylan, who snuck in here at the end.
Thank you for joining us for this mini twist episode. Sorry it wasn't Gunner's Meatball episode, but I don't know if the Gunner's Meatball episode can even happen now that we're going into Spooky with a Twist. So
meatballs are meatball. Scary. Spooky meatball episode.
I bit into the meatball, but little did I know it was a spooky meatball.
Two sets of horror stories.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Brofist.
Brofist.
All right.